we present Rodney Bewes and Anne Bell in A Very Private Man.
Oh, Helen, do you have to rush about the bedroom at this time in the morning? I should put a speed limit sign up.
Where are my earrings?
Earrings? Before breakfast? That is decadent.
Have you forgotten what day tomorrow is and where I'm going today in 45 minutes?
Can't be Christmas. We're not overdrawn.
David, it's Mother's birthday.
Oh, yes, it's annual pilgrimage to Mecca Day. When all the Hendersons get on their knees and bow towards East Grinstead. We've come to live in Yorkshire. Can't we take the opportunity to break the umbilical cord?
Did I go to bed with them last night? Do you remember being scratched? Here they are, in the cold cream. Oh, why don't you come with me?
Me? Help celebrate your mother's 250th birthday.
Don't forget to switch the immersion on at night if you want a bath in the morning.
I never think of her as having been born, found in an Egyptian tomb. She certainly put a curse on us.
Does that mean no?
Was I invited?
Well, yes and no.
Which?
No. It could have been oversight.
One of her specialities, the deliberate oversight. None of your mother's slights are accidental. It's one of the rapiers of her social armoury.
There's cooked chicken in the fridge and plenty of salad.
Why can't we seize the opportunity and break with tradition?
David, she doesn't invite you because she knows you won't want to go. I could sneak you in under a flag of truce.
She'd cheat. She'd open fire as soon as she saw me. No, thank you. I'd enough at the wedding reception. She led your family and friends in like a field marshal preparing for war games. Your mother's cavalry on the left flank, the Henderson heavy horse. On the right, my family, the thin red line. And you and me in no man's land in between.
Oh, David, you're incorrigible.
I resent her taking you from me like this.
I'm only on a short-term loan.
What if she forgets to return you?
She'll be fined and banned from borrowing for a year. Would you really want me not to go?
Yes.
Well, I want to go.
I just want the chance to change your mind. But I'll settle for twisting your arm. Must you?
Yes. Don't leave me 4 days washing up.
4 days? When did 2 days become 4 days?
4 days were never 2 days. It takes half a day to get there and half a day to get back. Can you manage?
Of course I can manage. I'm going to clean the upstairs windows.
Why?
Because I feel like climbing a ladder, getting to a high place. From where human beings, with all their absurdities and foibles, will seem insignificant.
Oh, good. I think that's the secret. Keep yourself occupied. Now, don't fall. Be careful. Morning, Mr. Parkinson.
Morning, Mrs. Wilshaw.
You're out early cleaning windows.
Yes.
Helen has a nice day for a trip.
Yes.
Are you going to manage all right on your own?
Yes. I went to scout camp at 11, outward bound at 18, and spent most Saturday afternoons in hand-to-hand combat watching Leeds. So I have all the repertoire of skills needed to survive till Thursday. If not, I'll send up a distress rocket. You should be able to see it from the farm.
I know some men who can't abide being on their own. Well, I won't hold up the window cleaning. Yes?
You don't think 4 days is too long? I mean, would you go away for 4 days?
I don't get the chance. I've got a herd of 72 Frisians, plus hens, pigs and geese to look after. Helen's only got you. You can't be as demanding.
I don't have to be left with neighbours when my owner goes away, like goldfish.
Of course not. Well, I'll see if she's ready.
My point was, You're Helen's friend.
Well, I like to think so.
Has she discussed her mother with you?
A few words.
That's not enough. You see, her mother has, well, satanic powers. Her main aim in life is to dominate others. First her family, then the cream of East Sussex society, then the world. We came up here partly to put another 250 miles between us. Helen's got many fine qualities.
I know.
But in the presence of her mother, she's malleable like wax. She can be reshaped in her mother's image.
You think her mother will try to influence her in some way?
Yes. Or keep her chained up in the attic. Her mother fights dirty. Helen's going for 4 days. No holy water. no crucifix, no garlic, no wolf's bait.
You don't want her to go?
I wouldn't say that. It is her mother's birthday.
Then what?
Well, I don't want her to go. If there was some way she could go without leaving here. I mean, I'm perfectly all right. I enjoy total privacy, but I thought you might...
Talk to her?
I didn't say that. Mrs. Wilshaw, don't think because today I've discussed a confidential matter with you that I'm going to discuss confidential matters with you.
So, you want me to have a word with Helen about...
No, no.
You don't want me to have a word?
Yes, no. Look, I'll tell you what, Mrs. Wilshaw. Do you mind if I change my mind and not tell you everything I've just told you?
No, I think it'd be easier.
Right. Don't mention to Helen that you haven't talked to me.
All right, Mr. Parkinson.
Good. It's been a pleasure not talking to you. Mrs. Wilshaw.
David said that. Didn't say that.
Yes, but I haven't told you.
Oh, poor David. Could you keep an eye on him, Jane?
Well, I'll try. You know your husband. I'll probably have to do it from behind a hedge.
Do you think he will be all right? I've never really left him on his own before.
He's a grown man, not a dog. And one who's got strong views on his own self-reliance.
I know. Well, there's nothing can be done now. I'll get my coat.
Oh!
How many more stairs to go?
Only two. Oh. Oh, darling. What were you doing falling off the ladder?
Just the obvious falling off a ladder.
Wouldn't it have been best to put you on the couch in the lounge?
Lounges are for lounging. Beds are for illness.
Oh, I'm sorry, David. Does it hurt?
Oh... At home, at the first sign of illness, anything, my mother used to put us to bed, light a fire, close the windows, any season, and slap a hot poultice on our chests. One each. And then she'd ask what was wrong.
Ooh, ah, steady.
Let's get you to bed.
Put me down.
We can't leave you on the landing, Mr. Parkinson.
I can crawl perfectly well. Oh, see? I went everywhere like this until I was two. Once learned, the technique is never forgotten. Try it.
David, don't be silly.
Please, Mrs. Wilshaw, not beyond the bedroom door. Helen and I make it a point not to allow anybody into the bedroom, apart from each other.
David!
It's all right, Helen. I'll go downstairs. Call if you want any help.
David!
I appreciate your help, Mrs. Wilshaw.
You get worse.
If I recover, and if... you ever fall off a ladder, Mrs. Wilshaw? And if you get to a phone, and if we're in, I'll come and carry you upstairs.
I look forward to it.
It's lucky she understands you.
I resent that. It takes a lifetime to understand me. I haven't mastered it yet. We've known her a month.
She's good-natured. It was rude.
Oh, just a lift. Careful.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I may be helpless, but I'm not going to be poured by some sex-starved farmer in wellies in my own bedroom. Women shouldn't be allowed to be farmers. Nature's too explicit. Disturbs their mental equilibrium.
You missed your train, Helen.
Thank you, Jane.
Oh,
I can't go.
I'll manage. Oh,
how can you manage?
My wants are simple.
You cope with illness like Texas copes with hurricanes, badly. Oh, darling.
I tell you, I'm all right. Ooh, you can ring tonight. And if I can reach the phone, I'll tell you I'm fine. But if there's no reply, don't worry. You go and enjoy yourself. Look, just put a few things on the bedside table. Books, the paper. Have we any raffia? Perhaps some coloured threads. Always wanted to embroider the duvet.
Oh, David, please. We haven't phoned the doctor.
No doctor.
I think a doctor should see your back.
Okay, let's agree it is a thing of beauty. But doctors are no good with backs. I don't want one dragged out here for a back. Just needs rest. Cats, crawl away and heal themselves.
Or die.
Thanks.
Davy.
No doctor. Definitely no doctor.
Can I give you a word of advice?
I can't go, Jane. I'll have to ring Mother.
Could I help?
Oh, no. No, he thinks you're sex-starved. Oh, I've never missed Mother's birthday before. I bought her a china dog. She collects them. I could send it by post, but it would probably arrive as a litter of china fragments.
Helen, I think we've agreed before. Your husband is a very involved person.
He's convoluted. He's intricate. He's involved.
He's shamming.
What?
Speaking as a keeper of poultry for many years...
Oh, Jane!
No. Animals give a real insight into human behaviour.
I've never thought of David as a rooster.
I turn the hens out of the huts every morning. There's always a few, usually the same ones, that hang behind in the corner of the hut, scratching away with their feet among the sawdust.
And you think David...
Scratching his feet among the sawdust. They put their heads on one side and make mournful noises. Once outside, they're fine.
He doesn't have a history of falling off ladders.
Has he climbed many?
I know he can be devious and cunning and scheming. He likes his own way and...
And you were planning to go to your mother's birthday and stay 4 days.
Suspicion is lethal for a relationship. You think I should confront David on the basis of your sixth sense?
It's up to you.
I will. I don't believe it, but I will. I want to settle it.
Would you like me to come with you?
Oh, no. No, I said settle it, not start a war.
How do you feel?
Oh. You mean, apart from feeling bad, how do I feel?
David, there are times when one partner knows intuitively what the other partner's thinking. But there are other times when it's not so easy to know what the other partner's thinking about something in particular. Then one partner has to ask the other partner...
Have we gone into business?
I'm trying to ask you.
Yes, you are, aren't you? I've forgotten the question.
Oh, you're no easier ill than you are when you're healthy.
I'm consistent. Helen, what is the matter? I'm the one that's supposed to be ill.
Supposed.
What?
You said you were supposed to be ill.
An expression. Like when we went to the south of France last year and it rained for 7 days. That was supposed to be our sunshine holiday.
I enjoyed that holiday. At least the rain meant we spent the time together alone.
That's it. There's no reason why, just because I'm injured. Oh, we can't enjoy the illness. I mean, positive attitude to adversity.
You? David, what do you think of my mother's birthdays?
That's an odd question. Look, Mrs. Parkinson, why not make some tea and come and sit with me? Just us. We could play Scrabble. I'll let you win.
Jane's still here.
You see, I'm in bed. No privacy even then. I feel her unseen presence in this house like woodworm.
Oh, David.
Hey, that's enough. You make the pillow wet.
My mother's birthday. Now, please.
Well, they're like any others. Except she seems to have about 20 a year. Yes, I know. That's just an impression. It's probably only 6.
You resent her having birthdays?
No. If she was born. And I've never seen any documentary evidence. She's entitled to birthdays.
Why are you so bitter about it?
Well, I'd rather talk about us. She has to inflate everything. Why does her birthday have to involve a huge tribal gathering of the Clan Henderson? They converge on East Grinstead from the four corners of the globe, bearing gifts to lay at the feet of the great white East Sussex Earth Mother. The Ayatollah of Horsham is probably plotting against her right now.
You're bitter.
Do I sound bitter?
A little.
A little? I can't be trying, can I? I get 5 cards a year. Occasionally 6, when my mother gets the address right. We have dinner out, then go to bed early to celebrate. Simple, sensible, sufficient. Qualities your mother doesn't know exist. So, I sound bitter.
Do you resent me
going? Oh, so that's it. That's what the snake in gumboots has been whispering in Eve's ear. Well, go on. Bite the apple. It's lying in bed crippled. It can't fight back.
Oh, David.
Oh, do you think it's right conspiring downstairs while I'm on a bed of pain upstairs? Oh,
well,
I'll get up. Oh.
Lie still.
I'll not stay in bed.
Please, darling, lie still. Don't get excited. You'll put something else out.
Oh, tell her to go. There isn't room in this house for the four of us.
Four?
You, me, Mrs. Wilshaw, and my back.
Yes?
Mother.
Helen, where are you? You should be on the train at this time.
Bad news.
Oh, you haven't left your husband. That's not bad news.
No.
No, I didn't think so. Now, that would have been a birthday present. It would have had pride and place on my mantelpiece. Oh, is it a retriever you bought this time, or a Great Dane?
Mother, I can't come. I'll send the present by post, but it won't arrive.
Don't be silly. Are you ill?
No.
Then you come. I've got a place card with your name on it next to mine in the marquee. I don't intend to sit next to any empty chair. This is your husband's doing, isn't it?
In a way.
I thought so. This was his real reason for dragging you up there, to separate you from your family.
Mother.
The Henderson family have been a force to be reckoned with in East Sussex society for 400 years. A Henderson was hanged by Queen Elizabeth. The first. I doubt if the Parkinsons could trace their ancestry back much further than the arrival of ITV. It's jealousy of real tradition. If they had a coat of arms, it would be fish and chips on a brown sauce field with candy floss rampant.
Mother, David is injured. He fell and hurt his back.
Nonsense.
Mother, I was here.
Did you see him fall? Is there any blood, loss of limb?
No.
He's shamming.
Mother.
Oh, come on, Helen. A private education was worth more than that. Oh, it's too convenient. You're surely not too besotted to see that. Well, I'm going to ring off now so that you can get a doctor. Promise me?
All right, Mother. David sends his regards.
Does he?
No.
Well, it wouldn't be acceptable if he had. Now, we've lost one day, but I'll expect you tomorrow.
Mother.
We sit down at 1:30 sharp. Be early for the sherry.
Mother. Now, where's that number? This is my husband, Doctor.
Ah, the patient.
Morning, Doctor.
Morning.
You can leave, darling, if you're busy.
No, I'm not. I'll stay.
I'll rephrase that. Would you please go? Doctor and patient have to exchange confidences, which could be embarrassing.
About a back? Backs are now acceptable in polite society. Backs are in.
Even when they're out? No, the doctor-patient relationship is privileged, like man-wife, man-payslip. The doctor won't examine me until you've gone.
Won't you?
Yes, I would.
You won't.
I've never been embarrassed yet taking somebody else's clothes off.
I'll close my eyes if you like.
I'll have a relapse. My back could spread to my arms and my legs. Helen, would you mind?
So you don't want me to be present? Is there some reason?
No, I just don't want to embarrass you. I'm wearing a dirty vest. No, please, darling.
It's all right, Mrs. Parkinson. It's not unusual to find a husband reserved in the presence of a third party.
I'm a second party, wife. Party of the first part, husband. But if you want me, I'll be downstairs.
Thank you, Helen.
I was talking to the doctor.
You know, Mr. Parkinson, that's a beautiful view you have from the window.
I'd just like you to remember later that my wife called you, not me.
Look, there on the windowsill. A chaffinch. Beautiful. Oh, I say it's gone. I wish I brought my binoculars. I usually carry them with me on my rounds to watch birds, not patients.
Top right-hand drawer of the chest.
Oh, may I?
Of course.
You don't mind me taking up your time?
No, no. The longer you stay, the better.
Look, while I'm here, would you mind if I had a quick scan round? I mean, these woods are full of birds. It's a rare opportunity. Oh, I wish all my patients were ill in rooms like this.
Then you want to examine me?
Hmm? Oh, yes. That's why I came, isn't it? Oh, to think I once memorized the Latin names for every part of the body. Well, blame the birds. Hmm. It's your back?
Not exactly.
Oh, some other part?
No.
It doesn't leave much, does it?
Is there a penalty for impersonation of a patient?
No. Half of mine would be in prison if there was.
Look, do you believe in prevention being better than a cure? Do you see yourself more in the servicing line or major repairs?
Preventing what, Mr. Parkinson?
Oh, breakup of the home, mental anguish, destruction of a marriage, sabotage of a lifestyle, shattering of a vision.
You expect all that on the National Health?
Look, Doctor, there's nothing physically wrong with me at all. I'm very well.
Oh, I wish it was something I'd done.
Well, your chance is coming up. You have a life in your hands. You see, my wife is going to leave me for...
Another man?
Could be. I've never been sure. She's about to leave me for 4 days. You can stop her, I know.
She's arranged to meet somebody?
Yes.
An infatuation, you think?
More like mesmerism.
And you think if she doesn't go, the crisis will pass?
Well, until the next time.
Oh, she's prone to this sort of thing, is she?
Once a year. About this time. Can you help? It won't interfere with your ethical principles.
My
ethical principles?
Oh, I heard you. Half the medical certificates I sign do that. Oh, you know, I feel braced. I've seen a magpie, chaffinch, woodpecker, cured a bat and saved a marriage. Not bad for one home visit.
Well, I certainly won't criticise next time I hear of a doctor's pay rise. Now, if you could just say to her something like...
Rest, Mrs. Parkinson. Just keep him in bed for a couple of days, then very gradually back to normal. It's your presence that's going to make the difference.
Yes. Thank you, Doctor.
And remember, the grass always looks greener on the other side of the fence.
Yes. Yes, I suppose it does.
Yeah. Well, I've been married 3 times, so take the word of an old hurdler. You don't mind some advice?
No. No, not at all. I'll take great care climbing fences in future.
Yes, well, better still, keep your feet on the ground this side. It always pays to look well after a good man. Well, goodbye, Mrs. Parkinson.
Goodbye, Doctor.
Hey, watch it, Nurse Helen Parkinson. No fraternizing. This sort of treatment is reserved for private patients. Hey. I used to fantasize about you as a nurse.
Is your pillow comfortable?
Yes, fine. You came along, slid down the ward on casters, the way nurses do. You drew the curtains round the bed, and you stood there, all stiff with passion and starch. And you came closer.
Like this?
And you jabbed a hypodermic into my arm. Then you laughed. It was a laugh that used to excite me.
Oh, thank you. I should be grateful it wasn't a hypodermic. I rang Mother. I told her I wasn't coming and that I was going to take good care of you.
I need a chance to grapple with indisposition.
I've seen you grapple with indisposition before. You generally lie flat and let indisposition clump all over you.
Isn't illness marvellous? The last refuge of the private man. Why did I think of it before?
What?
Oh, illness. One of the few times we can be really alone. Have you ever thought of a medical certificate as a passport to freedom?
What did that doctor talk about all that time?
Bird watching.
Well, he was on to me about hurdling and fences and grass.
Are you sure you don't mind missing the birthday?
Not to look after you. Now, what shall I get you to make up for past suspicions? Tea, sardines on toast?
No. As a treat, I'll make you something. And I'll get the door. Can't be long. Where's my shoes? Oh.
Yes. It's too late for that, isn't it? I'll go. Give you time to think up some excuse. Make it good, David.
You idiot, Parkinson. It must have been a miracle cure. No, she'd never believe God had singled me out. It clicked back into place. What did? Why didn't we hear it? Phantom illness? No, she doesn't believe in ghosts. Brainstorm. Better.
Well?
You haven't given me long enough.
That was the doctor. He brought back your binoculars.
Oh, thanks. They go in the top drawer.
I know where they go. I told him you wouldn't be bird-watching together for a while. I also rang Mother to tell her I'd be down tomorrow. Please get out of bed, David.
I thought he was very friendly. You're probably thinking, why did he do it? Me? not the doctor.
I was actually thinking, should I throw these binoculars at you or not? But then I thought, no, they've done nothing to deserve it. Did you actually fall?
Oh, yes, yes. Well, two rungs. More of a slip.
Oh, David Parkinson, how could you? It makes me look such a fool. I won't ask you what you said to the doctor.
Oh, good. No, it doesn't. Makes me look a fool.
That doesn't matter. People know you're a fool.
I didn't want you to leave. Can you forgive me?
Oh. Your sound effects were very good.
Oh!
You go and see your mother. I feel much better now. You stay 4 days.
I'll stay 3 days. We'll count today. That'll probably be Jane. What shall I tell her? She practically carried you upstairs.
Do you think she's on metabolic steroids? I'll get it.
Mind the mat at the top of the stairs. I polished the landing.
And then I'm going to put the kettle on.
You've been listening to A Very Private Man, starring Rodney Bewes as David Parkinson, Anne Bell as Helen Parkinson, Marlene Sidaway as Mrs. Wilshaw, Daphne Oxenford as Mrs. Henderson, and Peter Wheeler as the Doctor. The script was written by Terry Gregson, and the program was produced by Ron McDonald. Thank you.